right, it is a Wednesday morning, and that means time for us to talk to our favorite family physician, Dr. Stan Anderson. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hey, Pam, great to talk to you.
And you as well, sir. And yes, it is allergy season, and I don't know, is it getting better or is it getting worse right now?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. The city of Canton sends out an allergy update every day of what types of pollens are showing up right now. And what we're seeing is trees, for the first time, ended up being at a very high level yesterday. So they are predicting, and so the national allergy forecast is this season is going to be the biggest or worst allergy season that we have seen in a very, very long time. So the first thing is yes, it's here. People with allergies, they have definitely been noticing it. It is definitely right now, and it is really, really big. So the first thing is people with allergies, you need to be prepared. A lot of people have said, yeah, I don't really have to do very much for my allergies. This year, if you have tree allergies, and again, remember, a person can have different types of allergies, and they affect people at different times of the year. So spring allergies are traditionally trees. We see the elm, the maple, the birch, and we're going to be ending up seeing almost all of the other trees are really going to be manifesting themselves. So if you've been sneezing, if you have dripping, if you have a lot of drainage, it may not be a long-time cold. You might want to consider your healthcare provider because they can help you. So what we normally recommend is over-the-counter treatments first. We usually start with the non-sedating 24-hour medicines like Zyrtec or cetirizine, loratadine, also known as Claritin, or fexofenadine, also known as Allegra. Those tend to be the safest and the best. Then we recommend one of the nose sprays, specifically one of the steroid nose sprays, like fluticasone, also known as Flonase, but mometasone, also known as Nasonex, or you can go virtually with any one of the nose sprays. They work in conjunction, and they really help to give you better control. Now, the older things like the Afrin or the generic, the problem with those medicines is that those are highly addicting. So we normally tell people, be careful about using the addicting, older, cheapest nose sprays like Afrin, only because they dramatically increase the risk of your blood pressure going up. They increase your risk of developing heart complications long-term. So, yeah, those are not generally the safest things to use, but you can use them for a very short period of time, and they'll be effective. So, really, it boils down to, one, we recommend being careful, seeing your healthcare provider. We give people oftentimes a single one-time shot of cortisone, and cortisone seems to be really effective for helping people with allergy symptoms to get better control. It's simple. It's a single shot once. Oftentimes that works. But if your allergies are severe, we oftentimes will refer you to an allergist to get started on allergy desensitization. That's where you get a little bit of what it is you're allergic to help to build up your system. Normally, it's going to be started after your season is over. So just a big warning for people, if you've got a lot of congestion, a lot of drainage, a lot of sneezing, it's probably not a cold. It's probably allergies that are flaring up.
You also had mentioned at one point for people can take something like every day, year round. Is that still something that people could start doing now if their doctor?
Absolutely. And taking the Claritin every day, very safe to take. Long-term studies, it's been generic now for over 20 years, very safe.
All right, very good. All right, we're going to switch to something else. It's Raynaud's syndrome, correct?
Raynaud's, correct.
Yes. Tell me, my sister has this. I know how painful it can be, but and I thought it was interesting. You said maybe you shouldn't live in Ohio if you have this.
I have a lot of people, really nice people, who really suffer during the wintertime months. Raynaud's syndrome is a condition where you end up getting, think of it as flocculation, so you end up getting clogging of the periphery, and it's exposure to cold. When you're outdoors, you end up getting your fingers and your toes, the extremities, they end up having blockages so that you end up dramatically increasing your risk for developing frostbite. So frostbite is where you end up getting decreased blood flow. It's very dangerous. So there's certain medicines that we use to try to help it, medicines like verapamil, medicines like ACE inhibitors. They all work for somebody. So if you've tried one thing, normally what your provider is going to do is they're going to say, okay, well, then let's go to the next thing. If it is really severe, we oftentimes will refer to a rheumatologist. They're the ones that will oftentimes talk about going to the next level of treatment. Because what's interesting is this is one of those treatments that even medicines like Viagra makes a big difference with helping some people with this condition called Raynaud's to help them to get better. But that's more of an extreme reaction that we would need to go with that. But Raynaud's syndrome, people who suffer with it are going to start noticing that as we move into April and then May, their symptoms are dramatically better and it's not as much of a problem for them. I jokingly tell people, you know, I like being with you. I'm not trying to get rid of you, but you would not have nearly as bad symptoms if you lived in Florida or Arizona or one of the warmer climates. Then you wouldn't have nearly as much of this issue. So I jokingly sent to you the note that said, people with Raynaud's may not be best suited to live in Ohio or in the northern climes, only because what happens is their winter times, they are really going to suffer. And those are the people that should not be outdoor working if they can potentially avoid it. So being a ski instructor, that would not be what your sister should strive to become as she gets older.
I'll tell you, the first time it ever happened to her, it scared the heck out of her, you know, with her hands in her, because it just, she was like, what is happening to my hands? But now she just uses it as a good excuse to tell her husband they need to go to Florida all winter.
Yeah, and that really does work.
Yes.
So if he's a good husband, he will listen to his wife. And he will come up with a strategy to make that work.
That's right.
But really, the other thing for people who don't have that option, see your healthcare provider if you really struggle with your hands, periphery, extremities, getting really, really decreased blood flow, and is that the usual time that this starts is between age 15 and 30. And it affects women more than men. We think it's an autoimmune disorder. So in other words, your system is fighting something, and it's the way in which your system is. And there's a lot of research that's being done on it, but I kind of was thinking, you know, this is the time of year that I'm going to start to be telling people that once it gets warmer and it's not nearly as bad, you're going to notice that the temperatures, as we get into the 60s, it's not going to be as bad for you. Now, there are some people that are severe. Those people, yeah, they need to stay on the medicine that the 60s is not a high enough temperature for them. But Raynaud's disease, Raynaud's syndrome, is a major issue, and it can lead to frostbite where you lose your fingers, literally leading to gangrene and leading to all sorts of bad things with amputations. You don't want to go down that road. It's totally preventable either with where you live or medicines that you take. But again, don't give up for people that are suffering with this and they tried one thing and it didn't work. There are literally dozens of different treatments that can be available, that can treat, that can really help people who suffer with this condition.
All right. Next Wednesday, we'll be closer to the total solar eclipse happening. So we're going to talk a little bit about the dangers to avoid. Wow. We all are getting excited for that. How's that sound?
All right. Thanks, Pam. I look forward to it.
Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook.
If you missed one of our guests,